We had fun last hour, too, talking about on the morning team show how, after all these years, finally, the iconic Christmas song, White Christmas, Bing Crosby's White Christmas, has an official video, which came out last year. And it is the official video because it's on Bing Crosby's YouTube site.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just, for whatever reason, I don't normally read comments. I was just kind of skimming through comments. And people just love it. They thought it was great. One person, wow. Crosby has an amazing work ethic, posting a video more than 40 years after he died.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that was coming.
That's clever. That's clever. Well, speaking of what's coming, Art Lewis, you know what's coming on a Thursday morning, don't you?
Yes, indeed. I'm waiting with bated breath.
Let's find out what's going on with Pat Johnston.
It's now time for some of the most mind-boggling and unintentionally funny 2+ minutes in news sports talk radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for another edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW. Well, we've hit a bit of a rut here as we enter the college football bowl season and wind down the NFL's regular season. I was rolling for the first 10 weeks or so, but now I'm in a Detroit Pistons-like slump and I cannot find my way out of it. What am I talking about? Well, here, let's go to the tape. Give me Toledo over Middle Tennessee, 38-21.
Had the receiver open, and that's going to be a touchdown, Middle Tennessee.
Give me Wyoming over Kent State, 31-29.
Congrats to the Cowboys of Wyoming on winning the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! I'm going with an upset special. Give me the Chargers over the Chiefs, 34-28.
Still going. Kelsey, good night. Touchdown. Chiefs win it.
Give me the Cardinals over the Lions, 38-9.
Goff passes it this time. Throws it.
Stink, stank, stunk.
Oh, the Lions proved me wrong, and I'm okay with that, actually. It was one of the best Lions performances in such a long time. What I don't like is how the Chargers choked and Toledo rolled over against Middle Tennessee. But if not for my wife's alma mater, Wyoming, I could have gone 0-4. Ugh, that could have been disastrous. So my record drops to 33-21. I mean, yeah, it's still a decent record, but I need something to get me out of the slump. I feel like at this point, it would take some kind of a miracle to help me right the ship again.
This Christmas is the time of miracles, so be of good cheer.
Thank you, Hans Gruber, from the classic Christmas tale, Die Hard. He's right. It is time for miracles. And maybe, just maybe, that means a perfect week. Here are this week's picks. Let's start with another Michigan University and a college football bowl game. The Western Michigan Broncos represent the MAC when they face Nevada in the Quick Lane Bowl at Ford Field this Monday morning at 11. The Broncos had a good year, which included beating ACC champion Pittsburgh. Expect this one to be high scoring, but the Broncos best Nevada's dynamic quarterback, Carson Strong, on a last second field goal. Give me Western Michigan over Nevada, 45-42. Now in the NFL, the surprising Indianapolis Colts visit the struggling Arizona Cardinals on Christmas night. The Cardinals are reeling, losing back-to-back games with one of those losses against the Lions. Hey, don't underestimate how much the injury to wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins is hurting quarterback Kyler Murray. Meanwhile, the Colts are a physical team who've jumped on the shoulders of running back Jonathan Taylor to go 8-3 since October. Oh, and don't forget about the impressive Colts defense, which will deliver a lump of coal in the Cardinals' stockings. Give me the Colts over the Cardinals, 27-6. And finally, your resilient Detroit Lions travel down to Atlanta to face the Falcons on Boxing Day. The Lions, who are basically finding players off the street since their starters are either injured for the year or have COVID, are still showing heart each and every Sunday, and it's obvious that they love playing for head coach Dan Campbell. Now, the Lions probably won't have quarterback Jared Goff, and that'll severely hurt their chances on Sunday. But maybe, and hey, it's possible with this Lions team that they might pull off another miracle on this Christmas weekend. But I don't think it'll happen. Give me the Falcons over the Lions, 24-13. So I've got Western Michigan over Nevada, the Colts over the Cardinals, and the Falcons over the Lions. And that's this week's installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW. Well, I would pick the Lions, I think, in that game if Goff were playing.
If Goff were playing.
Yeah, I think so.
That could be, unfortunately, coming off of his best game, too. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Yep, so that's why I'm going with the Falcons. And by the way, that is the correct kickoff time for the Quick Lane Bowl with Western Michigan, 11 o'clock on Monday.
Monday,
11,
wow.
Yeah.
That's
A.M.
Downtown Detroit.
A.M. A.M. Yeah.
Downtown Detroit's going to be hopping.
Yeah, right.
Around Ford Field. Oh, geez.
I know.
Well played, by the way, since it's a Christmas edition of using a little Grinch still Who Stole Christmas.
I did.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And referencing your favorite Christmas movie of all time.
Yeah, my favorite Christmas movie, that is, which I did watch already. So it was just done
the other day.
It's a Christmas tradition, Art. That's what Die Hard is.
So you've seen that, but you haven't seen Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
It's a great movie.
You got to work on that.
It is a great, great movie.
You'll sing along more in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And the death rate is a lot lower.